It was an ordinary afternoon in Detroit when I first met Iron Mike. The stories I had heard about him seemed almost mythical, a humble toolmaker who had survived the horrors of World War II and rebuilt his life. Iron Mike, or Michael as he was known before the war, was a man of few words, but great presence. His quiet demeanor and weathered appearance opposed the extraordinary resilience and strength that lay beneath. Our meeting took place in his simple bungalow on the outskirts of the city, a home that bore the marks of a life lived with intention and simplicity. The walls were adorned with photographs and mementos, each telling a story of survival, loss, and redemption. It was here, in this modest setting, that Iron Mike began to share his journey.